Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, 2:6. The Mishnah continues to discuss the halachas of Tosefes Shvias, the laws that apply in the sixth year of the cycle, prior to the Shemitah year. And here we're discussing the question of planting trees in the sixth year. Now, we'll have to learn the Mishnah twice, once according to the Bar Tanura, and a second time according to Rabbeinu Tam, and perhaps the Rambam, and the halacha. So, according to the Bar Tanura, the act of planting a tree, like a sapling, or something similar to that, which is called netiyah, is halachically equivalent to the psukim that disallow zuria, the planting of seeds, in the Shemitah year. In other words, the Bar Tanura holds that planting a tree is an iser medoraisa on Shvias, just like planting anything else is. And that being the case, we know that the halachas of Tosefes Shvias push the prohibitions back to 30 days before the end of the sixth year. So that means just as one may not plant seeds, or plow for that matter, in the last 30 days of the sixth year, midoraisa, so too one may not plant trees or do similar types of activities to propagate trees in the sixth year within 30 days, and that will be an iser d'oraisa. Now, in addition to that, one must make sure that a tree doesn't take root or take hold in the ground, or whatever different case we'll see in a minute in the Mishnah, in that 30-day period. And there's an amount of time it takes between when you put the new sapling in the ground, or when you graft a tree, etc., and the time it takes to take root or take hold, and that takes some time. So this Mishnah, according to the Bar Tanura, is pushing the time when one may plant a sapling or do similar types of activities even further back than the 30 days, before the end of the sixth year, because they need to give enough time for the tree to take root or take hold in where it's been planted into. So that means we're going to have three shitas here. One shita will be the first shita. It takes 30 days for the tree to take root. The second shita will say it takes 3 days for it to take root. And the third shita says it takes 2 weeks, 14 days to take root. So it's going to come out then that according to those three shitas, you'll have to push back your tree planting, not just 30 days, which is the derisa requirement, meaning Rosh Chodesh Elul, a month before the end of the sixth year, but you'll have to push it back 30 days before that, or 3 days before that, or 14 days before that, depending on the Shita, so that it will take root or take hold prior to the beginning of the 30-day window, which is the derisa requirement of Tosefes Shvias. That's what the Bar Tanura learns, and therefore the words of the Mishnah will read as follows. I'll read them to you. A notin, one may not be notea, that's to plant a sapling. Just to make it clear, there's a specific word in Hebrew, notea, which is for tree planting, as opposed to zorea, which is seed planting, like for other types of smaller plants. So, ein notin, and you also, ve'ein mavrichen, havracha, we saw in Maseches Kilayim, that was the way to propagate grapevines by taking the vine and putting it underground, and then training underground and pulling it up at a distance back above the ground. And what happens is, where you pulled it up above ground at a distance from the initial trunk, a new trunk will grow. It'll take root over there, a new trunk will grow. And ultimately, once it's taken root, you could cut the original vine that connected the original mommy vine, we'll call it, to the baby vine. And the baby vine will grow a whole new trunk with roots and be like a new grapevine altogether. That's called havracha. And one may not do that either. And the ein markivin, harkava, is grafting. That's where you take an existing rootstock, like a plant that's in the ground, and you cut off the top of the tree, leaving sort of like, let's the simplest case would be like leaving a wedge, meaning like a kind of like a V-shaped wedge, a concave wedge. And then you take another tree and you cut off the top half of it, the scion it's called, like the top of the tree or branch. And then you make also like a V shape, but here it's like, it's convex. And then you stick the top of the sign into the bottom of the rootstock and connect them together. It's called grafting, and they'll merge. They'll merge into a single tree, which has properties. The merged grafted tree will have properties of both the two, the rootstock and the scion together. So that one may also not do. That's called harkava and ein markivin, erev shvias, in the sixth year. Even within 30 days, pachas mishloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah, within the 30 days of Rosh Hashanah. Now, the way the Bartanur reads these words, although it's hard to see how he reads the words this way, but based on a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, he does read these words, that we're talking about the 30 days before the 30 days of the end of the year. So Tanna Kamma holds it's 30 days before the end of the year, plus 30 days more, for a total of 60 days prior to the end of the sixth year in the Shemitah cycle. That would be the deadline for one to do Netiyah, planting a sapling, or Havracha, propagating grapevines, or Harkava, grafting trees one onto the other. The deadline is 60 days, 30 plus 30, before the end of the sixth year. That's the first Shita. Vimnata, o Hivrich, o Hirkiv, and if you do plant the sapling, or propagate the grapevine like I described, or graft one tree to another tree, Ya'akor, you must rip it out of the ground, because it's going to take root on Shemitah and now be Aser. That's the first Shita. The second Shita is Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, he says, Omer kol harkava she'eno koletes l'shlosha yamim. Anytime you graft trees together, if the graft doesn't take within 3 days, shuv eno koletes, it's never going to take. And that being the case, he learns that this applies similarly to the lachas of Natia and Harkava ostensibly, and Havracha ostensibly, meaning that he holds it takes 3 days for it to take root, so that means the deadline for doing your Natia or your Havracha or your Harkava all is 30 plus 3, 33 days before the end of the sixth year. And the third Shita is Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Shimon, and they hold Omrim Shtei Shabbosos. They say, no, it doesn't take 30 days, and it doesn't take 3 days. It takes 2 weeks, meaning 14 days. And the halacha is going to follow like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, meaning the magic number is not 3 or 30, but rather 14 days. Fine. That's the Bartanur learns it, and that's simple, which means the halacha lemaisa, according to the Bartanur, would be that you have to wait, you have to plant your tree or graft your tree or propagate your grapevine no later than 30 plus 14 days, meaning 40, you'd have to do it 45 days to be eligible. It had to be 45 days because 44 is too close. 45 days before the end of the year, meaning Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av, would give you enough time. Now, Rabbeinu Tam learns this Mishnah, and ostensibly the Rambam does also, ostensibly, that he learns in general that Netia, planting a tree, a sapling, is not an Isser D'Oraisa even on the Shemitah year, which is probably quite surprising to you. He holds that, as we described in previous Mishnayos of this Perek, the Psukim are very specific, and it's only Zuria as well as Zemira, Betzira, and Katsira that are forbidden by the Torah, and everything else is Durabanan. And Zuria planting seeds is not the same as Netia planting a sapling, or for that matter, Havracha and Harkava, propagating grapevines and grafting trees. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that planting a sapling is only an Isser Durabanan, even on Shvius proper, on the Shemitah year. And that being the case, there's no reason, as we've seen throughout the whole Perek here, to extend rabbinic prohibitions into the sixth year for doing Netia or Havracha or Harkava. And that being the case, this Mishnah is coming to tell us a new Din D'Rabbanan, which says you have to, like the Bartanur, that you have to make sure that your tree that you've planted or propagated in grapevine context or grafted, you have to make sure that it takes root or takes hold prior to the onset of Shemitah on Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. How long do you need to give it? We have three Shitas, 30 days, 3 days, or 14 days. And the halacha will be like Rabbi Yosef from Rabbi Shimon, that it takes 14 days, meaning according to Rabbeinu Tam, the deadline for doing Netia, Havracha, or Harkava will be 14 days before Rosh Hashanah, or the 15th day of Elul. And that will be the halacha lamaisa, that you may plant trees, or graft them, or propagate them for that matter, up until the 15 days prior to Rosh Hashanah, but 14 days would be too late, because it will take root potentially on the Shemitah year. Just as a really practical halacha lemaisa, when one transplants a sapling, Typically what he does is he takes it with the roots still in the soil, and you take the soil like in a plastic bag, connect it to the roots, and you transplant, you know, just plant, you transplant the sapling with its roots still enmeshed in a large clod of soil, and you put that whole clod of soil into the new ground from the nursery into your garden, wherever you're planting the tree. And on such a case, we actually hold that that isn't a new planting, it's already taken root, and under those conditions, you actually could transplant from the nursery to your backyard in the sixth year, even the day before Rosh Hashanah, because no new klita, no new taking hold in the ground is required. It's already taken the ground.